Memphis, 1960. A sound was coming out of the South. Part sultry, part spiritual, part grits and gravy. A sound that became the soul of the 60s. Join the president, first lady, and some of the country's brightest stars. Alabama Shakes, Queen Latifah, Mavis Staples, Justin Timberlake, Booker T. Jones, and more. For some Memphis soul in performance at the White House.
This is the new America. Get used to it. North Korea to launch missile tomorrow after warning foreigners to evacuate the South. Obama cancels the Blue Angels for 2013. And he's all smiles along with the first lady and the first daughters, enjoying a little singing at the White House. They never look better, by the way. You got to hand it to the White House. They're shameless. They have no shame whatsoever. Nobody can embarrass them, no matter what they do. Not only are they above the law, they're above embarrassment. They have gotten away with virtually anything they want to get away with a little help from their friends. Now, of course, I'm not going to talk about it. What are you going to say? It's not right for him to have a sequester and have a sing-along and cancel the Blue Angels. North Korea, he doesn't care about. It's like Alfred E. Newman with a nice pair of teeth sitting there shaking and make me nauseous looking at him. I'll be honest with you. He is so unpresidential that there are no words for it. The man doesn't behave like a president, doesn't act like a president. So what am I supposed to do? He is the president. I can't change that. Neither can you. What have we got on the other side, the gobbler and the drunk? So North Korea will launch tomorrow. So what? He can have another laugh in. Tomorrow he can have some comedians at the White House while the missiles are flying. But I know you don't want me to talk about that. You want me to talk about circumcision. Yesterday I did a show that was seminal in the history of radio. The few people that I respect in the industry who emailed me back and forth said it was probably the best show in the history of talk radio. They never heard anything like it. They listened to the entire show. They couldn't stop listening. And I'll tell you what I took away from it. I talked about a certain type of circumcision performed by a very small sect of ultra-religious Jews wherein an individual known as a mohel, I know, I don't know how to say it, after cutting the baby's foreskin off, sucks the blood from the baby's private part with his mouth. This has led to herpes and other illnesses. Of course, I was challenged on this by several callers, which is going to lead me to what I want to tell you, which is that despite the fact that we disagreed on this issue, there was no yelling, no screaming, no anger, no rage. It was all very reasonable, which I thought was amazing. I got a letter today from Aaron Klein's brother, Joshua Klein, that I'm going to read you. I know this sounds crazy, he writes. Savage dedicated his show yesterday about this issue, about sucking blood from the bris. He was against it. A lot of Jews called in that are dumb. You can tell Savage he really is brilliant. The conclusion he came to about it not being right for these times with what we know in science and what the Talmud knew at that time has changed every modern rabbi that is legitimate, which is the majority, against it. There are some very religious that are very insane by doing this. By performing it, they are committing an evil deed and have no right to endanger the baby. They are sensitive about the government getting involved with this issue, but the truth is these idiots don't know that the more they do it and the more babies they make sick, the more attention it will draw, and the more likely the government will get involved, period. So tell Savage he is right and should push at it. And tell him to read this link. It's the most authoritative piece ever written. And he attaches a link, which I'm not going to read. And tell him that he knows more about medicine and about the Talmud and about Jewish law than these people sitting on their behinds all day reading only ancient law and don't know what they're talking about seem to think they know. Now, to the contrary, I received a few emails attached to the YouTube piece, to go to that piece, which is a YouTube piece, which is up on a couple of sites right now from the show. How I lost it is a miracle. It's probably God's hands, because these are oh, my God. Did I hear a click? Oh, I heard a chirp in my ISDN. I had almost a heart attack thinking I lost the connection. Whenever I hear a chirp on my show, it means the ISDN connection is lost. But apparently I didn't lose the ISDN connection. The phone number is 855-400-7282. If you care to chime in on this topic again, we can discuss it again in a different way, but I'm not going to do the whole show in it. We're going to do other things. There's a lot of news to talk about, a lot of news, but I'm still searching, honest to God, for the commentary on that YouTube piece, which for some reason it disappeared off my desk. I suppose God sees the truth but waits. Oh, it's right in front of my eyes. How do you like that? So you know my position on this ritual circumcision and infants contracting herpes, right? Here are what people said about the YouTube piece, which was put up on michaelsavage.com. I don't know where else it exists. I don't know where else it is right now, but it is up on my website in the middle, Savage Audio. Is it up there, the YouTube piece? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes, Savage Audio on infants contracting herpes. There it is. Herpes. It's not HIV, by the way. That is a mistake. It's herpes. And then someone says, I don't want Sharia law from the Muslims, and I don't like this kind of law from the Orthodox Jews either. Another one writes, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I want to add here that there are many, many, many Orthodox rabbis, laymen, etc., who do join in the call to do away with this particular practice, and who believe that Jewish law and custom does contain built-in elasticity to be able to evolve in line with scientific knowledge and advancement. Thank you for that. I'd like to see some evolution amongst the ultra-Orthodox. It would be nice. I'd also like to see, just as I've said, I'd like to see some evolution amongst Islamists who are quoting the Quran from the 9th century because they have not gone through a renaissance or a reformation, as a matter of fact. Maybe it's time for a reformation here as well. Another one writes, do you know that germs are more easily spread to open wounds? Do you know the mouth is a hotbed of germs? Do you know babies are more vulnerable than adults to illness? Okay, someone wrote that. Now, here's someone who attacked me. I knew this was coming. The usual knee-jerk anti-Semitic claim. Before attacking what Jewish people had practiced for thousands of years due to general disgust of the practice, Dr. Savage should come visit Jewish scholars, even tough negative topics, especially when they're aimed at Jews, make great media. Therefore, it was probably hard for him to resist the urge to take on this topic. Sir, you're wrong. You got that all backwards. And please don't pull the anti-Semitism card. I mean, it doesn't work. I'm immune to it. I'm immune to it. It means nothing to me. It's an old game. It doesn't work on me. Save it for the politicians in New York City. You can go scream anti-Semitism every time they catch your hands in the till. Okay? Don't try it on me because it won't work. I'm fed up to hear with people hiding behind their religion. I don't care what the religion is. Muslim, Jewish, Catholic, Buddhist, it doesn't matter. I don't care about the holy robes, nor the holy rollers. It means nothing to me. I'm living in America right now. I'm also shocked that this practice is allowed. I'm shocked that the Jewish people would not rise up and end this practice yesterday. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? I've read the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible does it say an old man has to suck the blood out of an infant's private part. It doesn't say that. It does not say that. It does not say that at all. It's a barbaric practice. It's child abuse as far as I'm concerned. And it must be ended now. I'll get even more harsh on it. It should be ended now. It must be stopped now. It's outrageous that intelligent people would permit this to go on. Why do you have to do this? The Bible doesn't say that you have to do this. I'll quote the Bible again in English. See, here's the beauty of my show, is that a large proportion of my listeners are highly educated. I tend to skew towards a more highly educated audience than anyone else in talk radio, and a higher demo in terms of dollars earned. So they're listening, and they want to learn something. I read Leviticus on circumcision. All it says is this, and in the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Bing. That's all. The eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Period. Now, does that mean that an old man shall perform this barbaric ritual on the child? No, I don't think so. Not when we know the germs are spread to an open wound. Why would you do that? Why would you do a thing like this? What world are you living in? What world are you living in? How could anyone permit this? Yossi on WABC, we have our first disagreement. Welcome to the program.
Michael, Matisse Bepin, the procedure is done at least 2,500 times every year in the New York area. This means at least 32,000 times since 2000, 13 years ago. In those 13 years, we have 13 cases. Now, 13 cases out of 32,000 is not a scientific number. It's not even a stat on a chart, number one.
Oh, well, hold on. But you're citing only those that we know developed herpes from the rabbi.
You
would argue it came from the air, from divine intervention. The devil did it. But look, let's put aside whether or not it was transmitted by the performer or by the setting. Do you think that this does not do damage to the child's psyche?
We can talk about psyche in a minute, but first you claim.
No. Let's talk about the psyche now. Why would this be done to an infant? What good can this do to a young boy? Does it not make the boy crazy to have an old man do this to him when he's 8 days old?
It was done to me. As of yet, I'm not crazy.
How do you know you're not crazy? How do you know you're not crazy? Since every study says that 99% of all New Yorkers are crazy or neurotic, why must you exclude yourself like that?
All right, Michael, we'll get to that in a minute. But you argue this is a dangerous procedure, and it's not even proven. Those 13 cases are under dispute.
All right, so let's say they're under dispute. Then can you explain to me why it's done at all?
Listen, I'm not a rabbi. I can't explain every angle of Judaism.
I am not attacking circumcision, nor am I attacking Judaism. I am appalled that intelligent people who live by the book, who are learned in Jewish law, would not find this so abhorrent in the year 2013 that they would immediately discontinue the practice of an old man. I don't even want to describe what he does. It makes me sick to say it. It makes me ill. Why can't they use a rubber hose, a suction cup?
Michael, you keep jumping from issue to issue. First, you argue it's dangerous, and then when I'm telling you we are talking about...
No, it's safe. It's perfectly safe. It's fine. It's insignificant. The children who developed herpes is insignificant.
I'm not. Those 13 cases are under dispute. None of them are proven cases.
So let's put that aside then. Then why is the ritual performed by a man rather than an intermediary object between the man and the baby's private part?
Again, I'm not a rabbi, and I haven't studied this. So I wouldn't be able to answer you on this question.
Why? Because the Bible didn't say you should use a rubber hose? You can't use common sense that this is insane?
I can use common sense, but you can't keep arguing every night, or at least you started yesterday. It's a dangerous procedure, 13 cases. We have 13 disputed cases out of 32,000.
Then why did the New York City Department of Health require, as a result of these insignificant number of cases, that there be a consent form signed by the mother and father?
Very simple, because the nine members on the board are all Bloomberg appointees. They are the same as a kangaroo court. They rubber stamp whatever Bloomberg wants. This is the same, the health board, which is busy with the big gulp. So basically, those nine members are puppets.
So in other words, they're taking away soda, and now they want to take away the Mohel's right to suck blood out of an infant's penis.
You are asking me why they ask for a consent. I'm telling you, they do whatever.
But why not aspirate the blood from the baby using a rubber hose? Why must the man put his lips on the baby?
This specific question, I hope a rabbi will be able to answer you, but don't keep telling
me. He can't answer me because it's nowhere to be found in the Bible. Nowhere. It is not in the Bible. The most they'll tell me is it's in the Talmud. So what is the Talmud? It was not written by God. It was written by man. So therefore, men make mistakes. You can't take 13th century knowledge in the year 2013 and say all of it applies. It makes no sense.
Michael, you keep running around in circles.
No, I don't run in circles, my friend. You keep going back to the same minuscule point that you continue to want to make, which is that the 13 babies who were infected don't matter to you. That's your point, isn't it?
No, this is not what I'm saying. Those 13 cases are under dispute, and 13 out of 32,000 are not even a scientific number to take action.
All right, so you're citing the Rambam, right, to tell me that this is why this is done? Aren't you citing the great rabbi, the Rambam?
Michael, you have three debates there.
No, I asked you a question. Who do you think wrote that it should be done by a rabbi's lips rather than any other way? It was the Rambam, correct?
Michael, I'm telling you again, I'm not a rabbi. I have not studied this.
Oh, well, okay, I am a rabbi then. I'll tell you who wrote it. I believe it was written by him, Maimonides the Great. Do you know what else Maimonides said, since you say these 13 cases have no bearing? He wrote, he who saves a single life, it is as though he saved the entire world. How's that for you? How's that for a non-rabbi, secular scholar, Michael Savage, to tell you this is insane? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Yeah, I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzyme that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheened.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
KSFO traffic, westbound 80 at University. There's a two-car accident in the carpool lane. CHP is there. Traffic is backed up to the 580 merge. Westbound continues slow to the maze. Once you're on the upper deck, you're on the brakes beginning right there at Treasure Island. It continues slow into the city as fans may be making their way to the Giants game. BART, there's a 15-minute delay at Lake Merritt in the Richmond and Daly City directions due to an equipment problem on the track. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers project for completion by April 30th, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's an exciting time to be a golfer.
The next generation of drivers has arrived at Golfsmith, and they're all about adjustability. From loft to shot shape to face angle, your new driver can be tuned just for you. It can also be a bit overwhelming. Thankfully, there's Golfsmith. Their experts can help any golfer adjust the latest drivers to fit their best game, all at the guaranteed lowest price. Come into Golfsmith today.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's a very dangerous topic. I understand that because Obama's attacking religious people on a daily basis, both within his administration, outside of it, in the army, wherever you turn, he's attacking Orthodox Christians, Orthodox Jews, Catholics, and saying he's not doing it. So I understand the sensitivity of this issue because it could be easily construed as anti-religious or anti-Jewish, but it is not. And that's all I have to say to you on this. Microbes do not discriminate. And I am telling you that with the modern knowledge of medicine, you cannot permit any contact between the mouth of a man and that of an infant who was just circumcised. And I don't understand why there's even an argument over this. Why would you defend such an act when it's not even biblically proven to be required? WMAL in Washington, D.C., Jay, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Savage, I'm glad you're outraged about this. I mean, everybody should be outraged about this. I mean, this is crazy. And to me, this is like some kind of weird pedophile cult practice. I mean, I don't care if we offend anybody. When it's wrong, it's wrong. I can think of a couple things in Judaism that it violates. One is, you are not supposed to drink blood. I don't know what these people are thinking. You're not supposed to drink
blood. Well, no, that's very interesting. That is correct. Blood is supposed to be drained from an animal, from an animal's flesh before you. You're not supposed to have any contact with blood because it carries disease. So why would a rabbi want to conduct himself in that manner where he himself could get a disease? It doesn't make any medical sense. It's insane. It has to be stopped. Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blind shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's probable, they'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
KSFO traffic. Westbound 80 at University, a two-car accident there is now off onto the right-hand shoulder. CHP is on scene and traffic still backed up to the 580 merge. Westbound continues slow to the maze. Once you get on the upper deck, though, you're on the brakes. It starts to slow right there. Treasure Island continues slow into the city. Fans may be making their way to the Giants game. Eastbound 80 slow and stretches from the maze on out to Pinole Valley Road there. Eastbound 24 slow from 51st Avenue continues out to the Caldecott Tunnel in Oakland. 980 westbound, the connector to 580 eastbound there. An accident has been cleared. Traffic, though, on 580 eastbound is slow to Park Boulevard and continues to Highway 13. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Big O Tires. This week at Big O, visit BigOTires.com. Choose the store nearest you and download the coupon and use it to save $50 on any purchase of $199 or more. Some restrictions apply. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
LSI and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. Pay their normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. You heard me. Financing is also available. You select the terms. It may be possible for you to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Stanford University-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's the best. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Call 877-933-3315 now for a free evaluation. Valued at $350, it's free. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. Prior discounts not applicable. Do yourself a favor and call the best in the business. Dr. Ellis Eye and Laser Medical Center now, 877-933-3315. Write it down, 877-933-3315.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, the president has grounded the Blue Angels. They won't be coming to Fleet Week. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
And if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield her produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. The Orthodox Jewish people are wonderful people. They follow God's words to the last paragraph, to the last comma, to the last syllable, to the last dot. And they believe, and they have a right to believe anything they wish to believe, by the way. We have freedom of religion, incidentally. They believe that the five books of Moses, which the average person knows as the Old Testament, are the absolute word of God. And they follow it. They have 613 commandments, not 10. Most of us struggle with 10 commandments every day. I know I do. You follow the big 10 for 3 days in a row, you're a saint. So they have this burden upon themselves of 613 laws to follow. I can't speak for every man or woman who is religious and whether or not the burden can be met, can ever be met, or what it does to a human being. But I admire religious people. They live in a world you can't even understand, a world I can't understand, a world that's hard for anyone to understand who is not religious, a world that's not from this world, it's from another world. It's from yesterday and tomorrow. It's eternal. And it's the building block upon which our entire nation and its laws were built. Was the Bible. That's where all laws came from God. All of our laws derive, in essence, from the Bible, whether you know it or not. You even if you're a legal scholar who's an atheist, you know that. You can't even deny it. And so therefore, we have to respect our ultra-religious brethren. We must. We must respect their practices. And I do. But Having said that, there are things that are done that must be questioned from time to time. And so even the Orthodox no longer stone adulterers to death. Thank God. They don't stone homosexuals. They leave that to their Islamist cousins in Iran and elsewhere. Unfortunately, there are those in the Islamic world who take the Quran literally. They have not evolved after the 3rd century, let alone the 9th, because by the 9th century already there were Muslims who had evolved past the 9th century, 7th century views. What we have now are people who are actually going back before the 9th century in Islam. That's a result of the Saudi Arabian propaganda machine putting out the Wahhabi sect of Islam. And so we all say you can't cut off a man's hands for stealing in America. Yet, there are those who would like to do it. They'd like to introduce Sharia law, cut off a hand. We hear about so-called honor killings amongst Muslims. We're shocked by it, that a father or mother would kill a daughter because she dates a non-Muslim. It happens. It happens. They get caught and they go to jail, thank God. Why? They could claim all they want that it's their religious right to stone their daughter to death because she dated a non-Muslim. But the law of the land says, no, you can't kill your daughter because they're dating someone out of your religion. Sorry. There comes a point where civil society has to step in, or else adulterers would be killed, etc., and so forth and so on. And so that brings us again to the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. No one is saying outlaw circumcision. I am saying, I have no idea why the Jewish Orthodox, and this is only a small number within the Jewish Orthodox, would stick to such a practice that it shocks not only non-Jews, but Jews who are not very religious don't understand in the world why you would continue to do a thing like this when you could use a pump, for example. You could use a pump. You could use, for example, a breast milk pump to remove the blood. It's crazy. And by the way, where does this concept come from that you have to remove the last drop of blood from a circumcised boy's private part? Where did it come from? Well, they say it was in the Talmud. The Talmud was written in around the 12th or 13th century, the last I checked. I could be off by 100 years. And it was written by men interpreting the Bible. Okay? So their knowledge of medicine at that time was based upon Greek medicine. They'd like to believe Maimonides was the greatest genius of his time. He was a great genius, but he was not the greatest genius. And he was following the knowledge that the Greeks had given the world, the Western world at that time, which was all wrong when it came to medicine. Remember, this predated the germ theory of disease. They didn't even know what a microbe was. They had no idea what it was. So they based it upon the primitive notion of the four humors. And so to them, blood was a real big deal. That's why animals had to be depleted of all blood. That's why you can't mix milk and meat in a kosher kitchen, for example. It's one little rule, right? No blood whatsoever is ever touched in that community, ever. Why? Because in those centuries, blood was contaminated probably. So it was based upon ancient Greek knowledge, which I thought had evolved a little bit since 1300. After Leeuwenhoek came along and invented the microscope, people could see a microbe, then they could figure out how to kill the microbe. Along came Lister, Pasteur, and other great geniuses in human history who taught us how to control disease, right? So therefore, with that knowledge, you change slightly. Now, again, I want to go back to the Orthodox Jewish people who are listening to this show. You have no greater friend in the American media than Michael Savage. You never have and you never will. You never have and you never will. That goes for all religious people. You have never had a greater friend in the major media other than me. I'm the only one that I know of who dares read the Bible, interpret the Bible, interpret news with relationship to the Bible. There's no one else who could do it and get away with it on a major national radio show. It's unheard of. It's never been done before me that I know of. Oh, sure, religious preachers will do it, and small religious broadcasts will do it, but no modern mainstream media figure has ever done this. So you have to forgive me if I'm offending you, but you also have to understand I'm a highly educated man, and I'm trying to teach you something. I told you that 30 years ago I wrote an article after I went to a few Chabad dinners where they were eating garbage literally garbage, sugar, salt, fat, and everyone was sick and out of shape. And I wrote an article, Is Kosher Junk Food Yiddishkeit? And it revolutionized the thinking within that community of what to eat. There are other people who were trying to say the same thing, but that article was important in changing the thinking about what kind of foods would be healthful and which would be harmful. So I'm just trying to do the same thing here. Try to see it in that context rather than painting me as an anti-Semite, which I'm not, or as an enemy. And I had to do the mea culpa now because I know I'm going to be misinterpreted. I harbor no grudge towards the community, even though you never came to my aid when I asked for it. Let me lay it on the line. Since 2009, I have been banned from entering Britain. I am banned because no one came to my aid. Not one of the frauds who call themselves conservatives in the radio media lifted a voice. In fact, one pig said I deserve to be banned, and he paints himself with the Constitution every night. The others said nothing. I literally was executed by the British government. I was lumped together with murderers, terrorists, Russian skinheads who were not allowed to enter Britain, and for no reason, Michael Savage was banned. I spent 2 years trying to reach the Jewish community to help me. Not one Jewish voice was raised in my defense. Not one. Not Marvin Chaya. Not Marvin Chaya. Not the ADL. Not one of the professional Jews lifted a finger for me because they don't know me. They wouldn't do a thing for me because there wasn't a dime in it for them. And it wasn't politically expedient for them to help Michael Savage. Well, I live with it. Took years off my life. Gave me many restless nights, but I'm still here, so I can't enter England. You say, big deal? Well, you try living with that hanging over your head as I have for the last 5 years, coupled with everything else that I have to deal with every day. But I'm telling you this for a reason. You may say, well, that's why he's angry at the Jews. No, that's not why he's angry at the Jewish community. I am not talking to Marvin Heyer. I'm not talking to the ADL here. I'm not talking to the professional Jewish organizational heads who do nothing for anybody unless there's something in it for them. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm sort of sending a message that's a dual message here. This has nothing to do with that. I harbor no ill will towards the Jewish community. None whatsoever. Nobody defended the Catholics more than I did for 10 straight years. I defended the Catholic Church before anyone else in radio did. 10 straight years. And guess what happened when I dare say that the reason I think it was the bishops wanted amnesty for illegal aliens was to fill up the emptying pews in the churches. Guess what happened? The Catholic League attacked me. Oh, I think his name is Donovan. I'm not sure. Bill Donovan. I don't know his name. I honestly don't know. I forgot it. He attacked me viciously and called me an anti-Catholic. See, it depends upon whose ox you gore as to where you stand in this world. And it comes right back to today. I am not intentionally trying to gore your ox. I am trying to educate you as to the fact that you may be not only harming an infant physically, but psychologically as well, incidentally. And we haven't even touched on that. It's a separate issue. No one's done a study on that. You want to talk about that? The first contact an infant has with another human being after the mother, 8 days old, he puts an old man. Are you crazy that the baby doesn't know it? That's bull. Let's take a caller here on KSFO in San Francisco, biblical name Rachel. Rachel, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. You're the first woman to call on this issue in 2 days. Well, Rachel, what do you have to say?
That's one of the reasons I'm calling. It's pretty interesting to listen to this go on for 2 days, to have a debate fundamentally of your show has been unilaterally called specifically and only, as far as I can tell, by Orthodox Jewish men that are threatened by this very conversation, which is very odd to me. I'm a very religious person in my own way. I'm not an Orthodox Jew, though, but I am a religious person. I like to believe that I, too, have a feeling for God and what God's laws are. I hear things that are really, really odd, and the main thing here is that I would like to ask them to think about God in their book is omnipotent. As far as I understand, God created everything. And God created men with foreskins. He must have had a reason for that. You know, there must have been a really good reason for that. And I know that medically speaking, there's many benefits of the foreskin. It protects the tip of a sensitive penis against injury. There's talk that having a foreskin actually is beneficial for a man in terms of later on in life not developing urinary tract infections. Some people say the opposite. However, when you spoke yesterday about clitorectomies and why the Muslims do that, and then they turn around and defend this, and I understand the covenant with Abraham and that this is written in the five books. You know, I get it. But still in all, we're living in a world where we have hospitals, we have doctors, we have surgical theaters, we have surgical equipment, stainless steel, alcohol. It seems to me that even if they wanted to have the ceremony in the home, these people could have minimally take an alcohol swab. What would be the big deal to wipe the blood away with an alcohol swab instead of having to have a man put his mouth on the boy's penis, which I don't understand. Why shouldn't a woman do it? If someone's going
to... Ah, now that's interesting.
You know, like...
That's an interesting question.
You know, hello? Man is born of woman, and there hasn't been one woman involved in this whole debate that I've heard for the past 2 days. She gives birth in what she...
Well, you know, I'd like to open this up to an Orthodox Jewish woman. What does an Orthodox Jewish woman think about this?
Well, I don't know, because they're not calling, are they? You know...
They're not allowed... I don't think they're permitted to call in their husband's presence, honestly.
Well, irrespective of that, you think one of...
But look, it's reached a point where they have to sign an approval form, a consent form, in order to have this ritual done. It's reached that level. So they say, okay, Bloomberg did it. He's no good. Well, you know what I think of Bloomberg and his nanny state?
Well,
I don't appreciate him banning soda. I don't know. Salt. But this is something else. This is not sugar. Germs are more easily spread in open wounds, right? So you cut a baby's vulnerable penis... And then you put a man's mouth on it?
I don't.
What brains does it take to understand this is dangerous?
I don't know if these people that are calling you understand that you have a PhD in epidemiology, and that.
Well, I don't think they would care if I had a PhD in circumcision. They wouldn't listen to a word I say.
Well, there's the heart of it, isn't it? You know, they don't want to be confused with the facts because their minds are made up. And this.
Well, but that you see now, this is the problem with all religion, and you have to understand that religion is not reasonable. That's something else. The word religion does not mean reason. Religion is not reasonable.
No,
it never
I don't
has
have
been
to
in there.
No,
I don't have to accept the practices of a Zoroastrian as rational to me, as long as they make sense to the Zoroastrian. I don't have to accept the practices of a Shintoist from an ancient Shinto religion. It makes no sense to me. I don't have to believe the practices of an ancient Catholic. Does the ritual of a wafer make sense to you? That Catholics give a wafer every Sunday. Does that make sense to you?
No, that also is up for debate, but that's not mutilation.
Wait a minute. That's a very interesting subject. To me, it looks like a health hazard. It looks like a health hazard to take it in a hand and put it in someone's mouth.
Yes.
The body of Christ. Okay, so I'm not a Catholic. What would happen if you told a Catholic maybe you ought to reconsider that ritual because it may be spreading germs? What would they say? They'd say, go you know where, go to you know where. It's my religion, not yours. So this is the same thing.
Well, no, it's not the same thing, because this is mutilation. And God made human beings the way they are. And these are men cutting them up, okay? And of course,
so you're actually attacking the entire concept of circumcision rather than just this particular element of the practice.
Correct. I don't accept circumcision as a valid thing to do to a man to begin with. And nevertheless, I respect the fact that it's the covenant with Abraham and it's part of, you know, the Jewish religion. So what can you do? If you're going to do it, at least make it sterile, for God's sakes.
All right, so that's your main point.
Well, one other point I'd like to make, if you don't mind. You say
how can I say no to Rachel when it's my mother's name and my mother's been with God now 8 years? How can I say no to that?
She was one of a kind. Okay, you say Orthodox are wonderful people, and then you say that they need to follow 613 rules in order to be so wonderful. And then you have a man on the show yesterday that says when Mashiach comes, he'll be happy because he can finally stone women to death.
I heard that. I couldn't believe it. I said, you modified your practices. You don't follow Leviticus where it says stone adulterers. And he said, well, we would if we could, basically.
Yes, he sounded overjoyed at the idea that one day he could perhaps do that. So I don't think that that's such a wonderful religion, frankly. If he's representative, maybe he was an outlier. Maybe he doesn't represent the faith. Maybe he was speaking for himself. I'll give them that. But if he speaks for their faith, and he speaks, and they believe that's pretty tragic. Because in my mind, they are no different than than a lot of other Orthodox groups, which we won't mention here.
What, you mean those who practice Sharia law and cut off people's hands? Is that what you're saying?
I suppose I would have to say that they would be right there with them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would say that.
And that's the Dark Ages. And you know what? I don't want to go back to the Dark Ages. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. I'd send you a copy of my book, but I doubt that you need it. 855-400-7282. Look, no one's... I think minds are made up on this. You know, I got to take one 30-second call. Dan on KSFO, fire away. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Michael. I would say that, first of all, you're still the king, my friend. I've been listening to you since the beginning, and I think it's better to be welcomed in Israel than to be welcomed in Great Britain.
Yeah, right. Well, the food is better and the people are nicer. Hold on, I'll come back to you the minute I return. Hold on.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic in San Jose, 101 southbound and Tribble Road. It's a three-car accident. CHP running a traffic break there so they can move these cars off to the right-hand shoulder. Traffic is backed up to the Lawrence Expressway. In the North Bay in Novato, 101 northbound at Roland Boulevard, there's a stalled vehicle blocking the slow lane. Vehicles there swerving to avoid it. And in Emeryville now, eastbound 80 of Powell Street, an accident involving a big rig and a car. They're off to the right-hand shoulder. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL, 888-TAX-DEAL.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? $1,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-987-44 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Relax with Reflexology, Swedish deep tissue and aroma massage blend at Fit Barba Thai Massage. Score over half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, the president has grounded the Blue Angels. They won't be coming to Fleet Week. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Listen to me. The Bible is open to interpretation, even to the Orthodox. For example, in Exodus it says, if thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. You can't buy a Hebrew servant. You can't have slavery anymore, right? So that was thrown out. So why must you say that nothing in the Old Testament can be tampered with? Here's another one. I can go through 10,000 things that are in the Old Testament that even Orthodox Jews don't follow. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go free. Now, of course, that's where the word, the idea of the sabbatical came from, incidentally, all of you professors. Your seventh year to travel to Denmark to sex shows or to Indonesia to study the sex life of a horse. Your sabbatical at public expense came from the concept of the seventh year you shall go free. I don't get a sabbatical in radio. But I'm giving you an example. There are things that are in the Bible that are no longer followed. You know, you don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, here we are once again, the same topic, and today will probably be the not the end of it, but I won't discuss it after today, because after today it'll become redundant and we'll all have made our points. And I think what you have to understand, if you've been listening to this debate for the last 2 days on the Savage Nation, is that if you're not very religious, you can't understand very religious people. And if you are very religious, you can't understand non-religious people. It's two worlds that will never, ever meet. The very religious person fears that if they change anything, then everything will fall. In other words, it's not up to them to interpret the Bible. This is how they were raised. These are the rules, and we follow them. Their belief is that once you start changing anything, you can change anything. You change anything, you can change anything. And in other words, you say, okay, well, now we won't do this because it offends some people. We'll use a pump. And then tomorrow we'll accept gay marriage. They're not going to go down that road. It doesn't work that way. And so in a certain way, there's a genius in rigidity as well, by the way, because to us, to the outsider looking in, saying, well, this doesn't make sense to us. Medically, it doesn't, et cetera. Okay, I'll accept it from my point of view. From their point of view, it's a shock to even think that I would bring it up because they feel it's the road to extreme liberalism to change anything. No matter what I say, they're not going to change anything. They're set in their ways. They have their way of looking at the world. And at the end of the day, that's their world, not my world, and it's not your world. So I think you have to understand that. There certainly has been modifications from the biblical days. I've tried to say that yesterday. No longer are women adulterers rather stoned or gays hurt. Those things have been dropped, thank God, right? That's because it's considered barbaric to do such things. So if you can, you can drop that, right? I mean, so you could drop the Mohel job. How hard is that? Don't you understand something about Judaism, which is wonderful? It's open to interpretation, which is why the Jewish mind is so exercised in thinking, which is why so many Jewish people have made such great thinkers for many centuries. Because these things are argued over. I'm going to give you something simple. I don't care what your religion is. Everyone has heard this. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, and which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, shalt not bear false witness, shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, go back to the first one. Honor thy father and thy mother. I once went through a period where I couldn't do that. I couldn't honor one of my parents because one of my parents ate my heart out no matter what I did. I was conflicted for many years with a parent who was hurting me. Meant psychological torture of the worst kind. No matter what I did for this parent, I was made to be wrong. No matter which way I turned, I was made to be wrong. No matter what I achieved, I was made to be wrong. So I stopped not only not wanting to honor that parent, I didn't want to talk to that parent. And I spoke to a religious Jewish woman about it. Incidentally, a very Orthodox woman, and she said to me, if you read honor thy father and thy mother in the original Hebrew and the interpretation of the Talmud, it doesn't mean that you have to worship thy father and thy mother. I said, what do you mean? She said, all it means is that you should honor the fact that they gave you life, but it doesn't mean you have to put up with their BS, is what she said to me in more words than one. I was relieved of my burden at that moment. So why am I telling you the story? Because many of you, whether you're religious or not, have the same problem with a parent. And you feel guilty because they drive you nuts. They manipulate you. They guilt trip you. They put you down in subtle and unsubtle ways. And you don't know what to do. So you say, well, I'm supposed to honor my, it's still my father, still my mother. No, it's not still your father, it's still your mother. They're still people and they can be real bad. She wasn't real bad. She was just a manipulator, that's all, to me. It's just a thing against sons, I guess. That's a whole other story, why the sons are picked on. Honor thy father and thy mother. So what I'm telling you the story for is there's a reason for it. So if you can interpret something as simple as honor thy father and thy mother, which you think makes, oh, that means for the rest of your life, no matter what they do to you, you have to honor them. No, well, as a religious woman said, no, it doesn't mean that. So if you can interpret even something as fundamental as honor thy father and thy mother in such a plastic way, well, then you can interpret circumcision in any way you want. And in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Really? Okay. That's interesting. Well, what does that mean? Does it mean that an old man shall eat sponge cake and drink a cognac and do this to the baby? No, I don't see that. MBP is not written in the Bible. This evolved through time, but it's a culture. It's a ritual that is more cultural than it is religious. It's that simple. So I don't think I want to go on. Let's take the rest of the callers on this topic. And then we'll go on to all the news of the day, because there's a lot of news. God forbid this maniac in North Korea lets one go tomorrow. I don't know if Obama will have a hangover from tonight's festivities. Speaking of Obama, I was interested in a... Do you know what a Judas goat is? Many of you don't even know what a Judas goat is. A Judas goat, it's a horrible thing to watch. I saw a movie on it last night. It's a trained goat used in animal herding. It associates with sheep or cattle, and it leads them into in a stockyard to the slaughter. And at the last minute, the Judas goat diverts into a little separate cutout, and its own life is spared while the other animals go to their slaughter. The Judas goat leads the herd to slaughter. Now, why do I raise this when I'm discussing politicians? Do I have to say another word? To me, most of the politicians who are Democrats are Judas goats. They're leading us to our own destruction. I've never seen anything like this. A leader is supposed to lead you to health, to salvation, to happiness. The pack that we have now on the Democrat side, they're all socialist to the 90th percentile, maybe the 98th percentile. And they're like Judas goats, leading America to its slaughter. I thought since we're talking about the Bible, maybe I can give you a little biblical interpretation. The term, by the way, is a reference to the biblical character Judas Iscariot. I think many of you know who Judas is. And I'm not talking about the bumper music I use, Judas Priest. That's a pretty good piece of bumper. Play bumper music now. Give everyone a break on the Savage Nation. This is not Judas Iscariot. This is Judas Priest. Yeah. It is the Savage Nation. I hope that you don't take offense at my discussions. I have an open mind, and an open mind often leads to anger. You make friends, you make enemies whenever you open your mind up to the public. That's what you pay to do on radio. And so try to understand where I'm coming from. If I have to take the truth wherever it leads me, then I have to take on this topic. And that's why I took on the Jewish ritual circumcision in this manner. It's that simple. Let's take a few more callers on this, and then I want to move on to some of the news that's really plaguing me out there, the North Korea situation, while our president continues to party on. Oh, has he trashed the White House? It's heartbreaking to watch. He is such a low-rent operative in that White House. In a time like this, cutting back visits, cutting back the Blue Angels, mean-spirited, low-rent occupants in the White House. Again, misinterpret that now. Report me to somebody in a department because I gave you my opinion. It would be as though Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy Carter, had taken over the White House and was having beer blasts with hick musicians in there throwing beer cans around. That's what it looks like to me. Puking on the floor and slaughtering animals on the floor. That's what it looks like to me with this guy. I've never seen anything like this. And there's nothing more pathetic than watching old white liberals trying to show that they're cool getting down with the blues musicians. Oh, there's nothing uglier. There's nothing that's more, there's a bigger ick factor than someone without rhythm trying to act like they're into the music. That kind of, you ever see that people try to move to music and their bodies don't, have you seen this? Go watch that repeat of that, of what went on in the White House today with the musical that they had in there. It's nauseating. No, how does he get away with it? Answer, who's going to stop him? He's the king. He has no shame. See, if you had a president who had a normal degree of shame or humility, this wouldn't be happening. But since you have a president who is in some ways, well, I don't want to play psychiatrist now because I'll be attacked for it. There's a deep psychological issue here with Obama and his inability to feel shame and why he feels no shame, why he feels that anything he does is right. If you actually study the psychiatric literature, you will find out that an earlier definition of paranoia consisted of a person who always acts as though they are right, but deep down they fear that they're always wrong. Does that ring a bell to anyone out there in the psychiatric profession? That was an interpretation of a paranoid personality way back in the dark ages, maybe the 1950s. A person who acts as though they're above any criticism, that they're always right, everything they do is right, they can never be wrong, when inside and deep down they fear that everything they're doing is wrong. That is what I see going on with this man in the White House. I see one of the most insecure people, which is a very dangerous situation for this country and its future. The man does not even know what he's doing to this country. In some regards, I actually believe that. Many of you think he knows what he's doing. Some days I think he knows that he's destroying the middle class because that's what Marxists have always done. They've targeted the bourgeoisie. They hate the bourgeoisie. Does he associate with the middle class? No. Who are his friends? Billionaires, zillionaires, gazillionaires. He is not the 1%, of course. He's the 00001. And he associates with the 0001%. And yet, who does he target? Who is Obamacare going to hurt the most? Not the poor, they're going to get free care. Not the rich, they're not going to be affected by Obamacare. So who's going to take it in the pocketbook? The middle class, the bourgeoisie. And they're the schmucks. They crossed over and voted for him. They thought he was the savior. They bought the act. They bought the act. They're so naive, they bought the act. Some of them still drive around with the Obama-Biden bumper sticker from 2008 to show how long they've been a Communist Party member. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Do you have dry skin? Psoriasis? Do you suffer because of the itching, the discomfort, and the pain? People may tell you not to scratch, but they don't understand the torture of living with these conditions. We do. We're Seroderm, and we're introducing our groundbreaking skin treatment to listeners in your area. Seroderm is a new way to reduce the itching and discomfort. It goes directly on your trouble areas. It's non-greasy and non-staining. And if you have dry skin or psoriasis, Seroderm will help stop the itching and flaking so you scratch less. Seroderm is guaranteed to help reduce the pains of your skin condition, even if you've suffered for years, even if you've tried everything else. Call toll-free and we'll rush your risk-free trial of Seroderm. Just call 1-800-573-0352. Don't live with the discomfort another day. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Call 1-800-573-0352.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. To schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
So where are we in human history? As it comes down to it, let's put everything in context. This is a political show, but I do news views and reviews. Where are we? I mean, where are we in time? Where are we in time? You say 2013. You think you know everything. You know, only a few hundred years ago, mankind possessed the history of a little more than the last 3,000 years. No one knew what happened before that time. It was a matter of legend and speculation. For example, it was believed and it was taught that the world had been created suddenly in 4004 B.C., based upon the Hebrew Bible and the literal interpretation of the Hebrew Bible. People thought the world had been created instantly by God. That's called a too literal interpretation of the Hebrew Bible. And then there were theological assumptions connected with this interpretation. Now, such ideas have long since been abandoned by modern religious teachers, even Orthodox religious teachers. And we all know that the universe that we live in has existed perhaps for an endless period of time, right? An endless period of time. But to think that it existed for only 6,000 or 7,000 years is an idea that almost no one believes in anymore except those who have no education whatsoever. What about the fact that the Earth is a sphere? We all know it's a sphere, slightly compressed, diameter of nearly 8,000 miles. It's a sphere. This is only known for a limited amount of time and to a limited number of intelligent peoples for nearly 2,500 years. Before that, people thought that the Earth was flat. So you can laugh, well, we don't believe that anymore. Other ideas that seem fantastic were accepted as common knowledge. Stars and sky and how the Earth rotates and what rotates around what. It was all not understood, you understand, until rather recent times. So now we come to this little ball called the Earth. It would be about 1 inch in diameter. If the Earth were 1 inch in diameter in a model, the sun would be a globe 9 feet across, and it would be 323 yards away from you, if I remember correct. That's a fifth of a mile away. If we were 1 inch wide, if the whole ball called the Earth was an inch in diameter, right, to give you some idea where we fit in this solar system, the sun would be a globe 9 feet across and 300 yards away, about a fifth of a mile. The moon would be a small pea, 2 feet, 2.5 feet from the world. Then between the Earth and the sun, there would be two inner planets, Mercury and Venus. You get the picture now? You see where we fit? So how, in the midst of this vacancy of space and life that we know exists only on Earth, how does all this go on? How is it that a charlatan like Obama could appear in a nation several hundred years old with traditions that are bedrock strong, and this charlatan shake the foundations of the nation to the core when anyone with a brain understands he's a charlatan and a danger to the survival of the nation? How is it possible? I've given you a pocket history of the world, the universe, the Earth, the traditions of America, and here's one man comes along, and he's a charlatan and a faker through and through, sequester, cuts the Blue Angels, cuts visits to the White House, and he puts on a music festival in the White House tonight. Vacation after vacation for him and his royal family. How does he get away with it? Because of the fact once we lost the press, we lost the country. Once we lost the press, we lost the country. Without an independent press, they can get away with anything, and they do get away with anything, whether it be Obamacare or you name it. So be very aware of the fact that one man can change everything forever. One in a long sequence, for example, of Caesars. Not all ancient czars or Caesars, rather, of ancient Rome were evil. Some of them were actually very benevolent and good leaders. But then a few bad ones came along, perverted, sick, degenerate, and they wrecked the Roman Empire. You've heard of the excesses. You've heard of Caligula. So in the history of our presidency, we've had good, bad, and different. We now have a very bad one, an extremely bad one, who is so narcissistically intent upon altering, transforming, he calls it, the greatest nation the world has ever seen, where greater freedom has existed for more men than in any other place on earth. He wants to take away our freedoms from morning till dusk. Make no mistake about it. The Judas Goat.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I don't impress easily, you know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you miss measure. Improbable. They'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Dog 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A healthcare advocacy organization says nearly 3 million Californians will become eligible next year for federal assistance to pay for health insurance. The report released today by Families USA, which promotes coverage benefits under the Affordable Care Act, examined how tax credits will help low and middle income residents pay for private health coverage. KSFO traffic. Right now, there's an accident in San Jose, 101 southbound at Trimble Road. They're trying to get these vehicles off to the right-hand shoulder there. Still a little slow in that area. KSFO weather, clear skies through the night, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow will be the warmest day of the week. Sunny, breezy, highs from the mid-60s coastside to the mid-80s further inland. Right now in San Francisco, 66 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views, you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through April, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 4/30/13.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe Shocks or Struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On the next morning show, the president has grounded the Blue Angels. They won't be coming to Fleet Week. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
So where do you want me to go with your show tonight on the Savage Nation? The news is pretty frightening with the lunatic in North Korea. You could see the schizophrenia in America, the split in the Western world between, you know, the makers, the takers. Margaret Thatcher dies. I haven't talked about her. We know that she was a fine conservative woman, the first female prime minister of Britain, set Britain on a new course, dumped the welfare state. And basically you see the degenerate psychos in England calling her a witch, drinking in the street, celebrating her death. These are the tolerant liberals, the naked face of the tolerant liberals. But don't call on that. I'm sure it's been done by other shows, you know. What's the point of talking about it? That's that. That's mine. It's my view. That's all. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, nothing. Foes of fracking. That's all. They don't even know what fracking is, but they're against it. Mainly actors and actresses who are no longer acting and acting. Stoned addicts. Stoned on Xanax. Afraid of fracking. Fracking is the new danger. Global warming, acid rain, and fracking. So we can move away from that. I wish you just approved the pipeline so we could become less dependent upon the Arabs. Don't you think that would make sense? Have a nice pipeline from Canada right to refineries here in America. Wouldn't that make sense instead of selling it to Vancouver and having it shipped to China? Geniuses. Or would you like me to talk about the early history of the Jews and who are the Jewish people? Where did they come from? When did they arg? What was the origin of the Jewish people? I mean, you say, well, why do you want to do that again? Well, we say this country is based upon Judeo-Christian influences, which is 100% true. The importance of the Jewish people is profound, not only for this country, but for the world itself. And what is that importance based upon? It's the written literature that the Jewish people gave the world. And what is the written literature that the Jewish people gave the world? A written literature, a world history, a collection of laws, chronicles, psalms, books of wisdom, poetry, and fiction, and political utterances, which Christians now call the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. Now, that's an interpretation that is not accepted by religious people, because many religious people would say, Savage, how could you say that the Bible is just simply such a collection? It's God's word, every word of it. Believe what you wish. It doesn't matter. But this literature, known as the Bible, first appeared in history in the 4th or 5th century B.C. And where did it come from? To the religious, it came from God himself. But it really didn't. The literature was first put together in Babylon. And why in Babylon? Well, you have to understand where the Jewish people came from and who they are. The Jewish people were settled in Judea long before 1000 B.C., and their capital city after that time was Jerusalem. But the Jewish people didn't exist in a vacuum. Their history is interwoven with that of the great empires on either side of them, Egypt to the south, and the shifting empires of Assyria, Syria, and Babylon to the north. But the Jewish people had a nation that evolved that was a high road between these latter powers and Egypt. It was a high road because of this written literature. So you then go from there and you try to piece it all together, and I can't give you the whole story, but what is the Bible? Well, in the old days, it was only called the Pentateuch, the five books of the Old Testament, as you may know it as a Christian. And then there were other books written, since been incorporated with the Pentateuch into the present Hebrew Bible, the Chronicles, the Psalms, and the Proverbs, for example. And where did this originate? How did all of this come about? Well, some would believe that every word is the word of God. You can believe that if you wish. It's your business. It's not for me to tell you what it is. I'm giving you my opinion. But the history of the Bible is very interesting. It was primarily written during the Babylonian captivity. It appeared, really, rather, during the Babylonian captivity. And that's where the Jewish people became aware of their own literature. And that's where the Jewish people became acutely self-conscious of their place in history, and a highly political people. But what about the accounts of the creation of the world, of Adam and Eve, and of the flood with which the Bible begins? Well, you may not know this, but these stories, the creation of the world, Adam and Eve, and the flood, which the Bible begins with, parallel similar Babylonian legends. Are you aware of that? And by the way, they're part of the common beliefs of all of the Semitic peoples. So you have the stories of Moses and of Samson. There are parallels in Sumerian and Babylonian writings. But with the advent of Abraham and going forward, something special happens. Abraham is the beginning of a new chapter in the history of the world. And I'm going to end right there because I want you to understand that Abraham is the father of three of the great monotheistic religions on earth, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Abraham is the patriarch of the three monotheistic religions. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of the children of Abraham could get along? Wouldn't that be nice? But ask yourself, do you get along with your own brethren? Ask yourself if you get along with your own brothers and sisters. Ask yourself if you get along with your own cousins. Ask yourself if you get along with your mother and father. So I think it's asking too much to believe that all of the children of Abraham shall get together and love each other. Pardon me for wandering. I mean, this is what I do once in a while. You know, it's already April 9th in the year 2013. There are so many secular stories that we can be talking about, endlessly talking. The news keeps changing. It keeps evolving. And this comes right back to the whole story today and of yesterday, the circumcision ritual that I find offensive. The reason the ultra-Orthodox people will not change anything is because they feel if you change anything, you can change everything, and therefore the religion will fall apart. And I think I made my point on it, and I think we can leave it at that. But I just want to go through some of the callers on this and then move on to other topics, because I'm not going to get stuck in this for the rest of my life. Another woman calls finally. Esther in New York on WABC. Go ahead, Esther. You have the floor.
Hi. Good evening, Mr. Savage. Hello?
Yeah, go on. Please talk.
Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, I am Orthodox, and I have six children, four sons and two daughters, and I was listening to your conversation. Actually, the first time I ever listened to this show, I happened to be driving, and I turned on the radio, and I listened, and at the moment, there was a woman by the name of Rachel calling, you know, sharing her point of view. What I wanted to say is, as an Orthodox woman, there is no such thing like a woman that doesn't call because their husbands have them bound in a room and, you know, you cannot call or, you know, express yourself. Probably the reason why most Orthodox women are not calling at the moment is because they're probably busy. You know, a lot of them have many, many kids, and they're busy with their kids at the moment. And
okay, but how about the practice that we were arguing over where the mohel puts his mouth on the infant boy after circumcision? We were asking how Orthodox Jewish women feel about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. From my point of view, it happens to be that from my four children, you know, you have the ability to choose who your mohel is going to be. If you want to choose somebody who, you know, who is, I guess, not so sanitary, because believe it or not, within the Orthodox community, there are many there are discussions that, this molehill, it doesn't quite do this.
All right, so there's discussions within your community about some are not up to snuff hygienically.
Exactly.
But what about the ritual itself? Why do you think it is important to permit this ritual to include an old man putting his mouth upon that part of the boy after circumcision when, for example, a pump could be used? Why would you not find that offensive?
Well, I'll tell you what. Like you said, the Jewish religion has many opinions. And through the years, many things change because not everything is applicable for the current time. I would say that a lot of times, from personal experience, you cut yourself, and what do? You put your hand in your mouth.
But you're not answering the question. How do you feel about it?
No, that's where I'm getting there. So the thing is that...
No, well, you got to give it to me quickly because there's an audience of millions and they don't follow your thinking. Are you for it or against it in plain English?
Right. I am for it, but at the same time, if it means that there are children who are going to be endangered by a tradition, then they definitely need to look into how they can, better.
All right. So, but the argument now from the Orthodox practitioners is that there's no proof that these cases of herpes came from the practice. But my answer would be, then why take the chance if it's still debatable?
I guess so.
All right, Esther, listen, thank you for being a listener on WABC in New York. You're welcome every night to tune in, even though you may be busy. You'll find it very interesting, unless I'm banned in Crown Heights after this. I don't know what might happen. Who knows what might happen? How about some rock and roll? Can we have some rock and roll in the Savage Nation? Is that allowed? Is that considered a violation of rules to play Frank Sinatra, Patti Page, Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, the Five Satins, the Five Keys? Nah, I don't want any rock and roll. I'm in a weird mood. I went to the Department of the DMV today to renew my license, the Department of Mexican Voting, as I call it. With the motor. That's why we have Obama, you understand. That's one of the reasons we wound up with a social welfare state, is because of the DMV, the motor voter law that was put in place by your good friend Bill Clinton, the saint Bill Clinton. And Janet Reno, remember her, the nice worshiper of religious people when she burnt 72 men, women, and children to the ground? Well, they weren't Christians or Jews. They were Davidians, and therefore they weren't worthy of any protection. Not one member went to jail, not one FBI member, not one ATF member who burnt them to the ground ever paid the price. But the motor voter law was passed by Janet Reno, permitting people to register to vote in a motor vehicle bureau. That's the beginning and the end of America. DMV, Department of Mexican Voting. So I, a native son born in America, had to go today to renew my license. I got to tell you something. I just a little tiny experience. It wasn't fun. No, I didn't like it. And I got to tell you, I had test anxiety. I had test anxiety for a little driver's license test. I didn't know what was wrong. For 2 days, I had test anxiety. Here I am, a highly educated man with 2 master's degrees, a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, the author of 28 books, and I had test anxiety for a little driver's license test. I've never seen anything like it, and I ask myself, if I take this test and I could get 3 or 4 questions wrong, which I did, how could an illegal alien who's semi-literate, if literate at all, takes the test in Spanish, how are they passing it in such great numbers? I ask myself that question. So maybe I'm overeducated. Maybe I think too much. How could an illegal alien who snuck into this country, who is probably semi-literate, or let's say a Chinese, after all, the DMV gives tests in Chinese as well, and several, I think, in Mandarin. How could somebody with low education or no education who's semi-literate pass this test if I had trouble with it? How is it possible? So then I thought to myself, do they have special days where the Spanish language test is administered? Because I was in there today. I call in advance for the test, and they assigned me 3:10 p.m. on the 9th of April, and I go to the motor vehicle bureau and present and wait for the number, blah, blah, blah. But it was strange today. There were almost no folks from south of the border in there today. In other words, most everyone who wants to take it in Spanish, maybe they come at a certain day, and there's some secretive, I don't know, I don't understand it. I don't know how they could pass this test. It is filled with such trickery, it's beyond belief. You say, who needs to study the booklet? It's common sense. No, it is not common sense. It's unbelievable. If you're moving at 52 miles an hour and a wind blows up and you see an apparition of God out of your windshield, you should do one of the three following things. One, pull over and call 911. Two, pull over and get on the roadway, in the middle of the roadway, and start to pray. Three, flash your lights three times and say, God help me. It's a question like that. I didn't understand half of them. They made no sense. If you're driving down the highway and the oncoming car does not lower its headlights when it's coming at you, you should do one of the three following things. Look directly into the headlights of the car that didn't lower them. Well, I didn't think that made sense because you go blind. Look to the left or look to the right or look straight down the road. So you go, all right, I'll look that straight down the road. I got that one right. It's unbelievable to me. I don't know how anyone passes this test. So to be frank with you, I failed the test, the written test. It ate me alive. 28 books, 2 master's degrees, a PhD. The guy says, well, you got 3 wrong. So then he flips the test over, and he says, all right, now you got to go back and take the next 3 questions. I said, oh, my God, this is embarrassing. So now I said, what, and I have to get back at the end of the line again? Yes. I took the 3 questions in 1 minute, less than 30 seconds. I had to get behind like 20 people again. That this is your government. This is what Obamacare is going to be like. This is what America is going to be like in 20 years for everybody, for everything. Whether you're lining up for a loaf of bread with a ticket that Obama will give you when he's an old gray-haired man with a beard, when he eliminates term limits, you'll get coupons like in the Soviet Union for salami, and he'll have loud parties in the White House and tell you it's for your sake that he's rationing bread, and you'll say, well, that's okay. That's good. It's fair. It's fair to ration bread and salamis. So I go back and I passed it again, the 3 of them. I was so relieved. I was so relieved because I don't have to go through this for another 5 years. I actually felt like I achieved something. I had one of the greatest highs I've had in years just passing a driver's test today. Okay, I'll take a break. U.S. Army equates Catholicism and evangelical Christianity with Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Fox News reported last week that the U.S. Army listed evangelical Christianity and Catholicism as examples of religious extremism along with Al-Qaeda and Hamas during a briefing with an Army Reserve unit based in Pennsylvania. The incident occurred during an Army Reserve Equal Opportunity Training brief on extremism. The list is headed, quote, religious extremism. Heading it is evangelical Christianity, followed by Muslim Brotherhood, and then ultra-Orthodox Judaism. I'm not making this up. The U.S. Army is now saying that these religious practices, these 3 main monotheistic religions, are now listed by the U.S. Army as terrorist organizations. On the list are Al-Qaeda, transnational Islam, Hamas, Palestinian Islamist, Abu Sayyaf, Philippines Islam, along with the Ku Klux Klan, the U.S. Christian, and Catholicism, U.S. Christian, among others. I'm not making any of this up. I'm not making this up. The leftists who wrote this in the U.S. Army combined Jewish Orthodox Jews, Orthodox Christians, along with the Ku Klux Klan and Catholicism, along with all of them lumped together with the Al-Qaeda. This is they're teaching our boys in the Army. I swear to God, this is what is being put into the heads of our boys. Now, what does this have to do with what I'm talking about? Well, you can figure it out. This is diversity training gone crazy in the military. I have told you about diversity training horror stories, but you've never told me your diversity training horror stories. You have never told me what you have been subjected to by the Obama administration in your workplace, have you? You've never called to say, Savage, I've been dying for someone to ask me this. But when I went to a diversity training session, let me tell you who did it and what they taught us. If you care to chime in on that, the phone number is 855-407-2822. Many years ago, when I was a local talk show host before I became national, the local station manager was forced to induct us all into diversity training. 3 of the sickest people on earth came to the session, and they started to lecture us on the evils of this and that. I got up and I yelled at them, and I said, I will not be subjected to your fitful poison. The audience was stunned. These were all radio people. Nobody but Michael Savage got up and left. Everybody else sat there, all the big mouths, All the big mouth conservatives sat there and took it. I left. I would not be subjected to such evil and such brainwashing. I didn't lose my job. I was right. In fact, they, as a result of it, the station never, ever again had diversity training. It was so perverse. It was so awful. They attacked Christianity. They attacked family. They attacked everything decent in society was relegated to the trash heap. So don't assume I'm anti-religious. Don't rush to the conclusion that I'm not on your side. Try to understand that I'm on the side of reason. But reason requires reasoning. Without reasoning, you can have no reason. But really what I want to talk about is why does Obama want to map the human brain? Obama has proposed a $100 million brain mapping project. Now, of course, they always sell it on the lie that they're going to cure diseases. That's the way they sell everything. That's how they sell you drugs. That's how they sell you this, that. Well, I wish they would solve the riddle of Alzheimer's disease. They might want to look into aluminum. I wrote a book, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, back in 1983 when I was in the Alzheimer's research area for a number of years. And there's still pretty good evidence that aluminum is so toxic that it does cause the beginnings of the riddle, to the explanation of the riddle. But they want $100 million to map the human brain. And you have to ask yourself, who's pushing this? It's obviously Google, along with some of the private companies like Google, and others who want to get inside your head so they can control you even more. That's my opinion, you know. Here's another story somewhat related to Obama wanting to map the human brain. ADHD, you know, that fake disorder, it's now seen in 11% of U.S. children as diagnoses rise. Now, doctors are finally stepping out from behind the pill curtain, and they're daring to say that they have to stop this because the prescriptions for stimulants, like Ritalin or Adderall, they're saying are out of control. The kids are being doped up on this. It leads to addiction, anxiety, and psychosis. And a pediatric neurologist in New Haven finally said those are astronomical numbers. People are being overdiagnosed with ADHD in order to receive the diagnosis and treatment. This ties into the corruption that I was talking about last week with disability cases. A lot of this has to do with families who want their kid to be diagnosed as somewhat disabled so they can get a check for them. And so the doctors are very glad to go along with it. And the pharmaceutical companies are very glad to go along with it. You see, but ADHD, whether you know it or not, has no definitive test. It's based purely upon speaking with patients, parents, and teachers. It's purely a subjective diagnosis. And something else you don't know about pediatricians that's very sad. As near as 20 years ago, the pediatricians were the most honest doctors as a class in the country and also the most underpaid, or shall I say the most reasonably paid, or shall I say the poorest compensated of all doctors. And one of the reasons they were poorly compensated compared to the other doctors is because they didn't prescribe drugs. Kids didn't need them, by and large, unless they were very sick. But all that changed over the last 10 to 15 years with the pharmaceutical medical complex that suddenly decided we can invent new disorders, broadly include children in them, overdiagnose these categories, drug children to death, and of course now you have entire schools selling parents on categories such as ADHD, which may not apply to their children. You may not know how bad this is, but the rates in states vary. The rates of diagnosis of ADHD vary by states, and this is intriguing to me. Southern states like Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee showed, you're going to hear this, 23% of school-age boys received an ADHD diagnosis. That's because of the poverty in those states and because of the parents' corruption and wanting a crazy check, in my opinion. The rates in Colorado and Nevada were less than 10%. The medications, primarily Adderall, Ritalin, Concerta, and Vyvanse, whatever, Vance, they have a drug called Vance, Vyvanse. Well, anyway, you get the picture. Overdiagnosing these poor children, turning them into lab rats. Don't call on it. What are you going to say to me? I'm reading stories that intrigue me, tied to Obama's desire to map the human brain. After all, he is the scientist in chief, even though he has no degree in science. Incidentally, speaking of your president, Headline, Investor's Business Daily today, Obama support dives after sequester warnings fizzle. Index lowest since December 11th. Obama support dives after sequester warnings fizzle. In other words, they caught him with his pants down. They caught him as a naked liar. They finally saw through him. And his ratings have dropped. Big deal, so they dropped like he cares. He cares as much about his ratings as he does about what you think about him and Michelle abusing the taxpayers' largesse. You know what I'm saying? He cares. What does he care? What, are you going to do something to him? With Eric Holder as the Attorney General, what's going to happen to the two of them? Nothing. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, wrote George Santayana, not the musician, the Spanish philosopher. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Yeah, yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is just around the corner, and you know with sun comes dry and breaking hair, and it even damages it too. With Ovation Cell Therapy's three-step process, you can prevent your hair from getting broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you can even make it stronger, longer, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. As of right now, my hair is dyed orange and black for opening day for the Giants, and I don't even have to worry because when I go home and I strip all of this out of my hair is going to look just as good as it did the day I walked out of the salon. And yours can too. Just go to ovationhair.com. And remember, if you enter KSFO at checkout, you will get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com. And you must remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount so you can have stronger, longer, healthier hair just within the first couple uses of Ovation Cell Therapy.
Have you still not refinance your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. 845-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, not too long ago, I was watching a movie on television about Rocky Graziano, a great middleweight Italian boxer from New York City. Yeah, you could say he was the original Rocky. Graziano was one of the greatest knockout fighters in the history of boxing. I think he ranked in the top 20 or so. It doesn't matter. What really caught my eye were the street scenes from New York City. It was a different time. I was fascinated to see kids gliding down the sidewalks on homemade scooters because I had one. As I watched the movie, I remembered making a wooden scooter with my father out of scraps of wood. Since we couldn't afford to buy one, we took whatever was lying around and made it work. About all I could scrounge up was a six-foot length of a 2x4, one roller skate, an orange cart, some handles from who knows what, and a few rusty nails. If you were creative, it was enough. Dad took the board, and on one end, we attached the front wheels of the roller skate. On the opposite end, we hammered on the back set of wheels from the skate. We nailed those wheels on as you put a horseshoe on a horse. With that done, we took the whole wooden orange crate and fastened it to the front end of the board. We nailed two handles on top of the orange crate. Presto, Savage had an instant scooter. Some kids would build a go-kart out of wood using the wheels from a baby carriage. They were inventive, and while these toys weren't necessarily beautiful in the traditional sense of the word, we loved them because we had made them ourselves. The point of my story is that I come from a time in America when kids made toys because they didn't have the money to buy them. They made them out of scraps of wood, nails, a hammer, and sweat. What a different time it was. If we wanted something but couldn't afford it, we knew we had to make it ourselves, work to buy it, or learn to do without it. Which is why I have serious problems with Barack Obama's entitlement and redistribution of wealth scheme. I don't care what Marx the slacker preached. No man, woman, or child is entitled to benefit from the fruit of another man's labor, unless that worker decides to be charitable. Why do naked Marxist-Leninist politicians like Obama ostensibly take from the middle class to give to the rich and poor? Because they understand the power of a well-placed handout to buy off the people and to further their real socialist agenda, which is a cycle of dependency on the government from cradle to grave and to diminish the bourgeoisie, the middle class. Make no mistake about it. This Marxist-Leninist president is converting America into a socialist nation step by step, the same way Mao Zedong did it on the Long March in China. I have said to you, this president is a revolutionary socialist. I have written he's a naked Marxist-Leninist. I've said these things because I know what I'm talking about. You see, my own interest in this topic of Marxism, Leninism, and socialism goes back to my own heritage. I am the son of an immigrant. My grandfather fled communism, Marxism, and the Red Revolution. He came to New York right after 1917 to find a new life for himself in a free society. Thanks to him, I was steeped in anti-communist philosophy from the earliest age. I was taught to cherish the freedom of the American experience. I was told how sacred and fragile liberty is and how I should always work to protect it. Taking advantage of his newfound freedom, my grandfather opened a little tailor shop of his own and was proud of the suits he designed and made for his customers. In fact, you could see a picture of him on the back of my semi-autobiography, Train Tracks. I never met him, by the way. He died of a heart attack at 47 because he worked with a passion 7 days a week, smoked a lot, worried a lot. Naturally, I wanted to know why this man traveled thousands of miles away from his home, family, and friends to start all over here in America, which is why I've studied Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot, all of them since I've been 18 years old. I didn't read them because I worshipped them or saw them as possessing the answer. I studied them because I was a college student who didn't want to repeat the mistakes of history. It's not as though I just started reading this stuff yesterday so I could be on a news show with a blackboard lecturing everyone. I've studied revolutions for over 40 years. I know what's going on in this country with this president, and Americans would as well if they had not been inculcated with socialism in America's public schools, if they had not been brainwashed with diseases that don't exist so they could be drugged into insensibility. That said, a few questions are in order. I mean, are you ready for the savage truth? I do it in my own way. I mean, I just told you a number of stories, and I told you about the movie Rocky. I told you about how I made a wooden scooter with my father out of scraps of wood, and I tied it into a few things. Obama wanting to map the human brain, the overdiagnosis of various diseases that may or may not exist, such as ADHD, to drug our boys, primarily our boys. Let me explain something to you. If I were a child today, I would be declared ADHD. I would have been put on one of these drugs. I never would have made a scooter. I would not have made a scooter. I would not have scrounged together a 2x4, a roller skate, an orange cart, and some handles and a rusty nails to put together a cart. I wouldn't make a scooter. Kids wouldn't build anything if they were on these drugs. They become zombies. Now, I say the point of that story is that I come from a time when kids made toys because they didn't have the money to buy them. But they also learned that if they didn't have them, they either made them or they worked for them or they didn't have them at all. The kids are taught today that the country owes them a toy. In fact, everywhere you turn, it's about entitlement, isn't it? Every day, in every way, it's about another victim. They take the victims that don't exist and make them into victims that don't exist. And they tell you that somehow you made them into victims. But I want to turn it back to the brain mapping, because it looks like an innocuous story. Out of nowhere, the country's bankrupt, and he wants a $100 million brain mapping project. Who talked him into this? What forces are talking to Obama about mapping the brain? Oh, I know they're selling it to you on the fact that they're going to cure this disease, Alzheimer's, epilepsy. I hope they do. But I know differently, at least I suspect differently. And I believe this is Google. I believe that this is a nefarious partnership with some people who want to just bypass the ethical, legal, and societal implications of this research. There's no, I mean, what are the goals of his work? What are the goals? Do you have any idea now what I'm talking about? Here's another story for you to show you how far gone this country is press-wise. The Communist Associated Press drops the words illegal immigrant from style book. The Associated Pukes, the largest news gathering outlet in the world, will no longer use the term illegal immigrant. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to call them now. Maybe they could call them citizens and declare you racist. Maybe they can change it around. You see, some Hispanic radicals argue that if you call a person an illegal immigrant, you lack diversity in your thinking. And that The words illegal immigrant are shocking and offensive to illegal immigrants. This is not Brave New World. This is beyond Brave New World. This is a criminal new world where criminals are called something other than what they are. Also noted, AP prefers to label behavior rather than people. I don't know what that means. Writing that instead of using the term schizophrenic, the AP now prefers saying that one is, quote, diagnosed with schizophrenia. I see. So you're not a schizophrenic if you're diagnosed with schizophrenia? I see, okay. So you're not going to label an immigrant who came here illegally an illegal immigrant. What are you going to label them? I don't know, maybe a Democrat voter? An Obama supporter? I mean, we could call them that. 855-400-7282, would you like to talk? I am the letters to the editor. If you'd like to drop a verbal letter to the Savage editor, this is the best show in the country to do it through, because the Savage Nation gets some of the best calls in talk radio. I actually listen to you and respond. You
join
know.
The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. The CHP says a man who led officers on a 100-mile-per-hour chase today ran onto a state beach across sand dunes and then tried to swim away in the ocean. Unidentified man was driving south on Marina on Highway 1 around 1 p.m., but sped off when officers tried to pull him over, got off the highway at Reservation Road Park, then ran to Marina State Beach. The man then jumped into the ocean and, according to officials, tried to escape by sea. Made it past the first set of waves, swam out into deeper water for some time when he finally gave up and returned to shore to waiting officers. KSFO traffic right now, 580 westbound at Central Avenue. There's a car partially blocking the left lane. KSFO weather, sunny and breezy tomorrow. Highs from the mid-60s to the mid-80s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe had a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got new shoes.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train, or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount, owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impound, 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897, NMLS 1978.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
On the next morning show, the president has grounded the Blue Angels. They won't be coming to Fleet Week. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Let's go to WHAM in the Rochester, New York. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, it's possible that there is a desire to influence people's thoughts and moods through electromagnetic transmissions. We know that the brain is an electro magnet. a little nervous.
Mark, it's okay. Listen, and I want to hold you on. I'll bet you don't know how much I know about this area. I don't mean I'm an expert. I'll bet. Are you in the neurosciences?
No, not at all.
Okay, I can tell you the name of the scientist who first put electrodes in the brain of a bull and demonstrated that the bull could be stopped in a ring by hitting a pulse, an electronic pulse, and he could make a charging bull stop in his tracks. To show you how knowledgeable I am about these things, I can tell you his name. He was a Spanish scientist named Jose Delgado. So I'm very aware of where this will lead. Obama is a very, very sneaky, dangerous man. He has no desire to look into the human brain other than to control people. That's my estimation. He is the most dangerous president in human history. Obama wants to map the brain. He wants $100 million to map the human brain. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, suddenly he's a neurosurgeon. They called him the scientist in chief. You know what this is about, don't you? You know why suddenly this street agitator who's now president wants to be known as scientist in chief? You say, well, he didn't call himself that. Someone called him that. Oh, yeah, like it wasn't orchestrated by his friends. Take a guess why Obama has been called scientist in chief now, and suddenly he's an expert on neurosciences. In addition to everything else, now he's an expert on neurosciences. I got a caller on line one, Jeff, who read right through this. Madison, Connecticut. Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, take credit for it. You're on the air.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I can see right through this because every time he wants to make somebody look small or ridicule somebody, he brings it out to the public. And now suddenly there's Obama, the neurosurgeon, belittling Ben Carson, who's an actor.
Bingo! Ben Carson is what Obama pretended to be, but never was. Ben Carson is a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, perhaps one of the hardest positions to have ever attained in medicine. Johns Hopkins, number one, a genuine pediatric neurosurgeon who really understands the brain. Now, all of a sudden, Obama's a brain expert? Do you realize how egotistical Obama is that he would take Ben Carson as a threat? Do you realize how insecure he is? How insecure Obama must be that he takes Ben Carson so seriously that he has to try and trump him?
He's more thin-skinned than a lake trout, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's a shame because Ben Carson is exactly what America needs. America needs a man who pulled himself up from nothing and became a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins. Pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, as opposed to a street agitator put in power by George Soros and other forces. Absolutely true. But you're right. Look, Jeff, the main point is, because it made no sense to me, Obama to propose $100 million brain mapping project, right? It makes no sense in the middle of austerity and this and that, right? Why all of a sudden would they call him the scientist in chief? And why, I ask myself now, of all times. And of course, Jeff, you picked it up right away. Are you in the sciences yourself?
I am not, but my whole family is in medicine. I'm the only one that's not. I couldn't quite take the gore and the guts, so I'm in a different field. But I have mom and dad were both nurses. My father was a corpsman on aircraft carrier Midway during Korea.
Wow.
And my brother is a paramedic in Norfolk, Virginia. But they bring this.
Yeah, but the point is for you to have the acuity, the insight to see through Obama's suddenly becoming interested in the brain. Of course, it's to make Ben Carson look small. You're absolutely right. It's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I'm sending you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. I love my callers. I really do. I really do. I mean, you learn from them. You learn. I was in a shipyard. You look at a boat, right? And I never saw so many super yachts in my life. I could not believe the beauty of these vessels. Well, I love ships, the boats to begin with. But one after the other, I mean, they're all in the yard right now. They're getting their servicing, their bottoms painted or whatever. And then they're going to be shipped over to Europe for the season where the big yachts go for the Mediterranean. I mean, my eyes were pouring over one ship after the other, right? These are big boats, 150 feet, 200 feet, 400 feet. You never saw anything like this, right? So I see a sweet, beautiful wooden ship there called the Honey Fitz. I know a little bit about boats. So I asked one of the guys working in the yard going by, was that Kennedy's yacht? He said, yes, that was the presidential yacht. And he said, the Sequoia is in San Francisco Bay. I said, I know because I know the captain personally. He's an ex-submariner. And he said, that's interesting. I said, take a look at what's happened in this country. I said, the presidential yacht under Kennedy, which must have been 90 feet long, was considered a mega yacht of its time. And here we are a number of decades later when it would be considered basically a large launch for some of the other boats now. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. It's not to say there shouldn't be big boats personally owned. God bless them if they can own them. They didn't take it from you. But a president's yacht looks small compared to the rest of them. I took a few pictures of it. And then a couple of guys were driving by in a go-kart. The yacht is so big. And I said, how do you like the job? These are older men in their 50s. I said, well, we love it. I said, why do you love it? He said, because every day is a new experience here. We don't know what boats are going to come in. We don't know what we're going to see. We don't know what kind of work they're going to have on them. And I said, boy, these are lucky men who enjoy their work. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting to talk to people. To me, it is anyway. I pry into things. So that's neither here nor there. You know, I'm a talker. I'm in the talk radio business. I guess I'm also trying to say to you is that a talk radio show is not just about politics. It's about talk. And I keep saying to you, it's about conversation. And I'm one of the world's greatest conversationalists, incidentally. Yeah, I have to tell you that because that's the reason that I thrive in the business. It's sad to see Wallbanger's ratings plummeted again, but it's to be expected. You can only have a run so long in any field. And then, you know, how long can you scream, hey, Abbott, the world's on fire? You know, Lou Costello had a good run. But with the hair part now, the pretty boy is gone. He doesn't look too good. And, the guys who are in business because of him, like the hysteric, hate when I say anything negative about a Wallbanger. But I'm not really putting Wallbanger down. He's had a good run. Look at the money he's made. Look at the money he's made for a guy who never went past high school. And you have to admire him. If you can make that kind of money with a high school education, it's a great country, isn't it? So what's he knocking the country every day? I don't understand it. Anyway, to get back to the show, I drifted a little bit. 855-400-7282. What, Mike has ADD? 64-year-old? That's a good one. Did we get brain mapping, make Hopkins funding dry up, get back at car? Oh, well. Look, a lot of people hear what I'm saying about Obama. This guy has no bottom to his aggressiveness, by the way. It's embarrassing. Suddenly he's a brain mapper. How about my story about the scooter? That was a nice story. A kid building a scooter, the young savage. You know, really. I'll be right back. 855-400-7282. I got such good calls, I don't know where to go. I'll tell you what. We're going to Mike on WMAL, line 5. Mike, go ahead. We're waiting to hear from you. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. This is McLean, Virginia. Love your show, Sophisticated and Literate. I have ADHD. I'm 64. Went to parochial school till 8th grade. The nuns kept me in line. When I got to 9th grade, I was all over the place. I was working at a drugstore. My mother's best friend was a SmithKline French or drug salesman, so I knew about these drugs, and I tried one. Now all these years later, since 66, I graduated high school, I'm on the same medication now after being diagnosed with it about 2001. I'm taking the same thing that I took myself medicated with back in high school and then in college. Did very, very well. But when I got to law school, I didn't take anything. It was, I thought it'd be illegal and all. And I did, mediocre. I think it was because I was a forceps baby. I may have had a little
practice. This is a very interesting story, and I don't want anyone to misinterpret me. I never said ADHD didn't exist. All I said is that there are many doctors coming forward now who are saying it's overdiagnosed.
Probably is.
It's overdiagnosed to sell drugs. What did you take illegally that gave you the focus?
Dreams.
You took what? Benzedrine?
Dextroamphetamine, the dextromethorphan.
Absolutely, Mike. And you probably felt like you were in paradise when you did, right?
It wasn't that strong, but some of the things that came out later, like in the mid-60s, Black Beauty and other things in college, they really would keep you flying all day. Too strong. But the thing I take now is it's a timed-release thing, so it lasts a good while, and it doesn't really make me high. If I take too much,
well, maybe I ought to take it. Then I could leave talk radio. I'd be a happy man. I finally could leave the field. I wouldn't have to be all over the map.
Well, I can tell you, when I was in top 10 law school, I didn't take it thinking that I could tough it out. And the fact is, it should be called attention inconsistency disorder, because I can focus great most of the time, but then I can read a page and not retain one word. And it doesn't matter how hard I try, I can't do it. I have to wait until I can focus again.
Wait, but Mike,
allow
me
to focus.
This is an intriguing conversation, because maybe you didn't want to remember the page. In other words, I have the same kind of mind. I can scan and read and not remember stuff. It's boring. And then all of a sudden, one line will stick in my head because it has significance to me. Your brain can't remember everything it takes in. In other words, if you watch a movie, do you want to remember every scene in that movie for the rest of your life?
Well, I have one of those problems where I do remember most everything that hits my consciousness. I just don't have a filing system, which makes it difficult.
Oh, it gets jumbled up. It gets jumbled up. That's dangerous.
Before I went to law.
Well, you shouldn't operate heavy machinery while taking those drugs. So are you a lawyer now, Mike?
I'm an ex-lawyer. I'm retired. I was mostly a judge in the administrative field when I was working, which was up until 2007.
That's beautiful. Hey, did you see the story that lawyers who graduated law school are suing law schools because they can't get a job?
They should. When I left, I went to Duke. When I left there, I owed them $6,000, and I worked three jobs, so I wouldn't have any debt. And now I think it's on purpose that they get these, as we've talked about, the government. You get so indebted to the government, you can't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has no debt. I was able to keep her from having any debt at all. But when you owe the government $200,000 or whatever it is, you're going to vote for people who keep...
Do you know what a starting salary is for a law graduate today? I'm not talking top, top half a percentile. Let's say an average upper graduate out of a good law school in the top 10%. They're not making that much money.
No, they're not. No. And the thing is, though, that it's sort of like the baseball and... In football franchises now, you eat what you kill, so to speak. If you're going to move to a law firm, you've got to bring clients with you now.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know, Mike, we had, I'm not going to say who, but there was a relative 20 years ago, graduated Harvard Law, a distant cousin. She told us, I think I told the story once on the show, that her professors in her last seminar told her, look within your family for your first case.
That's interesting.
No, we were shocked. Look within your family for your first case. I mean, they were telling you basically to sue somebody in your family.
Or if you're an insurance salesman, sell a life policy to your family.
I don't know, Mike. Well, I'm really intrigued by you as a listener and a caller for three reasons. You're a former judge, yet you have interest in talk radio. You found my show since I started MAL. You find it interesting. You say you're self-diagnosed with ADHD, and you've been on drugs, which you took both illegally and then legally, right?
Correct. I started out illegally, with an IL, and then when I got to professional school, I was afraid I might get caught. You can't use illegal drugs. So I stopped. I didn't do as well as I expected to in law school. I went to work I'm here in Washington, went to work for the government. And mostly I worked on Capitol Hill. I was never a political appointee, meaning I always got hired because of merit, not because I was in with some political party. As a matter of fact,
Mike, what drug do you take currently? What medication?
Pardon me?
What medication are you on now?
I take dexedrine, which is dextroamphetamine. Same thing as I was saying.
Are they still prescribing dexedrine? I mean, that's basically, it was a weight loss drug in my day.
It used to be, but any time, as your vast experience, you get a drug approved for one thing, you can use it for any other thing.
Well, I'm not that familiar with dextroamphetamine, but I will tell you this. It's a basic amphetamine. It's not a very complicated amphetamine. It's very similar to pseudoephedrine in structure, as you probably know if you just look up the organic structure of it. I remember, God, I can start talking now for about 2 hours about a friend's mother who was put on that on that drug to lose weight, and she went crazy from it. She had psychotic episodes from that drug. She'd go to New Jersey, she'd get shot up by a doctor, she'd come back out of her mind, and she would attack her son, my friend, saying he did things to her that he never did. Would you believe it?
Well, here comes her 19th nervous breakdown, as Mick told us. Because that's what he was singing about. Also, Valley of the Dolls at the time was about amphetamines.
Oh, yeah. There's a certain politician's wife in Arizona who was in that valley.
Well, and I'll...
Mike, I'm going to send you a copy of a time... I love this call. Thanks for the call. An interesting topic like that brings out some literate callers. This is what makes for interesting conversation. Let's be clear. If you look up dextroamphetamine, you'll be shocked to find out that it's prescribed to our children today under the pretty name... they call it, what do they call it now? You know, Adderall. Would you believe it? Let's say your daughter is on Adderall. She's basically being put on speed. She's a speed addict, in plain English. Oh, yeah. Side effects include tachycardia, hives, palpitation, and dry mouth. But don't worry. The medical quacks have drugs for that as well. So if they can hook your child onto Adderall and say that she has ADHD, and she suddenly gets hives, palpitation, tachycardia, and dry mouth, Dr. Quack will give you four new drugs to diminish the tachycardia, hives, palpitation, and dry mouth. And if that doesn't work, they can always give her electroshock therapy, because that may work. Let's be clear here. It is a very dangerous drug. Amphetamine is what it's like. It's not exactly the same thing. And a lot of people suffer the symptoms that they want treated. So it just shows you what conversation can do for a person. You know, when I came into the show tonight, I was dragging because it's late for me. Now I'm chomping at the bit because it got so exciting. It got so exciting. And how did it get exciting? Because I started with a topic that's of interest to me. Why does Obama want to map the human brain? He proposes a $100 million brain mapping project. And I smell a rat because everything this guy does has a curveball to it. The solar lies that have come out, you know, where'd that money go? Where's the $563 million that went to Solyndra? Hello? Nobody knows. Okay? So is it just about money? I doubt it. So we move from that to a man calling who said that he really does have ADHD, because I'm very skeptical about it. We know it exists to a certain extent, but not to the extent that we have been sold it exists. And now doctors who were once pushing it are going away from it and saying, watch out. Just watch out, because there's too many kids being diagnosed with ADHD. So toward the end of the hour, a judge called, a retired judge, and he said he self-diagnosed when he was a teenager and he took dextroamphetamines, and he felt better, and he's been on drugs all his life, and he's 64, which is very interesting. And from that, we went into other areas. Now, you know, if you look up dextroamphetamines, they are doping children up with this now. But what you have to understand is about, and it's called Adderall, by the way. They give it a nice name. It's like ahi for a poor fish that never wanted to be chopped up and caught. Unfortunately, they gave it a pretty name. Would you like some ahi? Or would you like some mahi? But would you like some Adderall with your ahi? Or would you like some Adderall with your mahi? It's habit forming. It can cause heart-related side effects. There are many side effects to these drugs. Rashes, hives, itching, shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, swelling of face, agitation, glaucoma, heart disease, an overactive thyroid gland. Now, what I'm getting at is this. Some people need it because they'd rather have some of these symptoms in a minor key than be depressed and want to commit suicide or not be able to function at all. You understand it's a trade-off. It's not either or. It's not 100% one thing or the other. So some people say, you know what, I'd rather have some of these disorders than walk around like a zombie.
Savage.